Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Early last month, the Minister for Health confirmed that the government is examining proposals that would allow pharmacists to assess and treat minor illnesses and would also allow people to bypass attending their GP to get a prescription, allowing pharmacists to directly provide medication for certain ailments. Now, such a scheme has some critics. Others say it's a no-brainer, given the pressures within the GP system. I'm joined from our Cork studio by Dr. Diarmaid Quinlan, GP in Glanmire and Medical Director of the Irish College of General Practitioners, and pharmacist Sheena Mitchell of Milltown Total Health Pharmacy. So Sheena, I know you're very eager to see this proposed plan implemented and you think it would work from the get-go.
Yeah, absolutely. Essentially, we want to work more effectively with our GP colleagues to optimise patient care and flow. Like every winter, and unfortunately now it's happening all year round, there is a bottleneck in the healthcare system where it's dysfunctional and patients do not have easy access to healthcare. This solution would really make a big, big difference. Community pharmacies are perfectly placed to implement, you know, I suppose, consultations with patients. And as you said there, this is for a very defined group of illnesses and we're not in any way taking from the GP role. But unfortunately, we find ourselves in a position where the GPs are under extreme pressure and the Department of Health predict an increase of 46% of primary care need within the next 15 years. And I know that they're really trying to recruit more GPs, but this is a concern for this winter and next winter. We need an instant solution and the infrastructure is already in place to allow community pharmacies to relieve some of the pressure on GPs because patients are already living within, you know, 85% of the population.
And Sheena, where do you think the pushback is coming from? Is it the GPs?
No, most of the GPs that I have spoken to have been really, really positive about this. And, you know, absolutely value the role of community pharmacy. I think, to be honest, you know, when you're a child growing up, you kind of expect the adults to act grown up. And I think sometimes there's old narratives from the past maybe that are being brought up to do with, well, no, this is my role, this is your role. Ultimately, we all need to be working to 100% to make sure that the patient is looked after. And that is the only thing that we should be considering.
Okay,
here.
Well, Diarmaid Quinlan, listening to all of that, are you in favour of pharmacists being allowed to prescribe certain medications for certain ailments?
Good morning, Claire, and good morning, Sheena. The Irish College of GPs would be very happy to meet the Pharmaceutical Society of Ireland and the Irish Institute of Pharmacy to discuss Sheena's proposals. And certainly we would be happy to meet them. They haven't to date approached us. I suppose the concerns are, like, as Sheena has very clearly outlined, there is a substantial GP workforce shortage. Talking to my local pharmacists in Glanmire, there is also a shortage of pharmacists. It's also, in terms of assessing and treating and prescribing for patients, it's not a part of a core pharmacist training. And if they were to take this on, then they need to develop guidelines, protocols, governance, clinical records, ongoing training, backed by a clinical indemnity. And an indemnity for a GP is around 14,000 a year. So there are very substantial issues there. I suppose the main concern is, you know, is a patient safety issue. And if we take something as simple as, seemingly simple as a sore throat, we know that a small number of these will develop sepsis, and that's like we get over 13,000 cases of sepsis a year in Ireland. 10,000 of these arise in the community. Very difficult to diagnose and can have very severe outcomes, obviously. Even something as simple as glandular fever. So somebody attends with a sore throat and you think it might be glandular fever, they need a blood test. So again, that does raise challenges for pharmacists. The other issue, I suppose, is prescribing and dispensing. Is there a competing interest? Claire, there's a phenomenal programme in Northern Ireland, Scotland and the border counties, which really builds on our pharmacists. Like, our pharmacists are the medications experts, absolutely. They spend 4 years undergraduate, 1 year postgraduate training. So they are absolutely the medications experts. And there's a large four-year EU project across three countries, and the report is due out on that very shortly. But what they did was they upskilled pharmacists to assess and optimise the prescribing for patients with really complex medication regimes, that is patients on 10 or 15 or more medications, who are largely older patients. And what the preliminary results show, that this has improved patient well-being for these, it has helped them to stay better and healthier at home, and substantially, what they're hoping it will reduce is substantially reduce the number of hospital admissions, many of which are related to medication adverse events.
Okay, so it does work, essentially, is what you're saying, but you need training, and then there's the insurance implication as well.
And I suppose the patient safety issue that, you know, for example, with children or adults, like GPs have spent, it's a 4-year training program. I've spent 6 months, and most GPs spend 6 months in a paediatric training role. So there are very substantial patient safety issues. You know, it's not straightforward.
Well, Sheena, what do you say to that? Patient safety, additional training, additional insurance costs. These are all things that pharmacists would have to do in order to make this work and to make it safe.
Yeah, so there's actually been huge systematic reviews already to examine the safety and efficacy of pharmacist prescribing, and it's been shown that it's clinically beneficial and well received by patients. Some of the same concerns that Dr. Quinlan is raising now were raised before pharmacists took on flu vaccines by doctors. And, you know, this year pharmacists did over 1.4 million COVID vaccines to date, 45% of all kids' flu vaccines and 28% of all flu vaccines in general. So, you know, patient safety is something that is core to our profession and something that we know how to safeguard. In terms of sore throats, that's actually not something that's treated as minor ailment in the likes of the UK where this is in place. We're talking about things like simple UTIs, eczema, conjunctivitis, IBS, pain, skin infections, contraception services. And in terms of a conflict of interest, maybe, we're saying that no, there's no conflict of interest, because actually what we're trying to do is provide equitable access to healthcare. So at the moment, we're able to provide private patients who are willing to spend their own money to buy remedies over the counter that they can afford to for conditions that the medical card patient has to actually come into us, have that consultation, and we need to say, no, you need to go back to the GP to get a medical card prescription for something like, say, impetigo. And, you know, I've had an experience of this before where someone's, you know, had a consultation with me and felt so frustrated that I wasn't able to provide them with a medication. Their child has to miss 3 days of school while waiting for a GP appointment. None of this is the fault of the GPs. Like, the GPs are just, there is no arguing it, they are overburdened. Only one in five GPs is able to take on a new medical card patient, and one in four a private patient.
Yeah, and Dearbert, that's an undeniable problem, isn't it? GPs
absolutely.
Are slammed all over the country. I mean, you need some sort of help, and this is a fairly quick solution.
I suppose we are rapidly expanding the number of GPs. We have increased the number this year. It'll be 286 training, and we've accelerated. It was meant to be 350 by 2026. We're bringing that 350 forward to next year. And we also have a program to support doctors who choose to come and work in Ireland, experienced GPs, to support them with a 2-year educational program. The HSE and the Department of Health are also working with us to double the number of GP nurses from 2,000 to 4,000. And that will free up capacity within the GP clinic to see acutely sick patients.
And Sheena, this has been done in the UK. You're taking a lead, really, from what the NHS is doing.
Yeah, so I actually trained in the UK, even though I'm a third generation Irish pharmacist. And over in the UK, under a different sort of structure called a patient group directive, I was able to supply patients with something for conjunctivitis, which is an eye infection, and in straightforward cases. And we're not saying that we're going to just deal with these patients and not recommend access to the GP when appropriate. So the way the pharmacy first scheme works, which is the UK system, is that it's a triage system. So for minor conditions, patients come into the pharmacy and they're either given advice, treatment, or they're referred. And actually, in the UK, there's 84,000 consultations a week. This is actually just in Scotland, where advice only is given. So we're not going to be suddenly just doling out lots of medicines. That's not what this is about. This is about removing the people from the queues to the GPs and the knock-on effect that has on our trolley crisis.
All right.
We need to deal with them in their community.
Okay, Sheena Mitchell, a pharmacist, and Dr. Dermot Quinlan, thank you both for joining us on the programme. And a reminder that later on we're going to have respiratory consultant Professor Marcus Butler with us, and he's going to take your questions on inhalers, minimising symptoms, and how to make living with asthma a little easier. So if you have any questions for Marcus, get them into us now. You can text 51551.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.